Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you, Father God, that as we look into your word, we thank you, Holy Spirit, will bring revelation knowledge far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're talking about, a couple of things. We're kind of hanging out in Galatians, it looks like. Over in Galatians 4:19, we said that Paul travailed in birth until Christ was formed in them. And we said the Passion Translation said, fully formed in your hearts. The Anointed One is fully formed in your hearts. That's what we desire. And we said that over in 2 Corinthians 5:16, we know verse 17 says we're new creations, but verse 16 talks about not looking on others after the flesh, not looking on ourselves after the flesh either. So if we're not going to look on ourselves after the flesh, we want to look on ourselves after the Spirit and learn to walk in the Spirit. And one of the ways to do that is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 25. And that's really our key scripture we're trying to get to. And I'm going to read that to you again. And then we're going to read some scriptures before that. Verse 22 from the King James, Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now I realize we've talked about these scriptures in past episodes, but this is what the Lord was leading me to do, and this is where we're going. I'd rather follow Him in this. And I realize that some folks have told me they really wish these were longer. And I agree. I wish they were, too, some of these episodes. But here again, we're just doing what, as the Holy Spirit leads, food for thought. Really, it's almost like a snack or almost like morsels of food, it seems like. But I'm going to share more on that in the future because it just seems like God is changing some things. And I'm just wanting to follow Him. And that's what you should do, too. And that's what it means to walk in the Spirit. In verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And that's what you need and I need to do every single day. Wow, how did I get back on that? All right, let's go back to where we were. Galatians chapter 5, though. We're looking at a few things in Galatians 5. Let me get my page turned here. We said in Galatians 5, 1, let me be clear, the Anointed One, this is from the Passion, has set us free, not partially, but completely and wonderfully free. We must always cherish this truth and stubbornly refuse, now that's important, to go back into the bondage of our past. You really have to stubbornly refuse sometimes because the enemy wants to drag you back into bondage, whether it's religious bondage, as was happening with the Galatians, or any kind of bondage of the flesh that the devil had you bound up in. He wants to do that. But he goes on to say, verse 14, Galatians 5:14, for love completes the laws of God, and all the law can be summarized in one grand statement. Demonstrate love to your neighbor even as you care for and love yourself. But if you criticize, I think this is interesting, and come against each other over minor issues, you're acting like wild beasts trying to destroy one another. It's so important when we walk in love. When we walk in love, we will not want to sin. We will not want to get back under the flesh ruling us, or we will not want to get back into religion or any kind of the law, anything that's wanting to control us. We want to be controlled by Christ. Let the love of God control us. Amen. So it's easy to do that when we're criticizing people. When we look at someone, again, wow, seems like a verse that's so important in my life now is that 2 Corinthians 5:16 again, to not judge someone after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then in the Passion in verse 14, that statement says, demonstrate love to your neighbor. Verse 15, if you continue to criticize and come against each other over minor issues, you're acting like wild beasts trying to destroy one another. That's what's happening when we start criticizing, we're getting over in the flesh. Simple truth, but powerful. Now, let's read on. Verse 16 from the Passion Translation. We're trying to get to Galatians 5:22. It's just taken us a while to get there. As you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. The King James says, "This I say, then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." And this is so cool. My mother gave me this Bible. Oh gosh, I'd have to think back how long ago it was, decades ago. And she would make little notes in it. And she had my name put on the front of it, but she made little notes in it, I guess preparing me. Here all these years later, she's long been gone to be with Jesus. But it says, where it says, "Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh," she says, "we will have peace." Isn't that right? We will have peace. So she must have been listening to some. She made notes in the Bible when she was listening to teachings, especially in church or at conferences or such. So anyway, we will have peace when we walk in the Spirit. Now I'm going to read verse 17 from the Passion again. "For your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self-life from dominating you. So the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit." I'm not sure I have read, and I've read a lot of translations over the years, and you know, I'm so thankful we can go to our cell phones or our devices and we can look them up now, the translations. But back then I had to look them up all, you know, just by hand, just flipping through the books themselves. And I still got them. And I'll do that occasionally. But going through all these translations, I can't think of another way of saying this better, because our flesh is trying to come against our spirit and the Holy Spirit, ultimately the Holy Spirit within our spirit. So I'm going to read that part again. "So then," the last part of that, "so then, the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit." Wow, that is just so powerful. You know, that's exactly what the devil wants to do. He wants you to get over to the self-life of your flesh and not allow the new creation to dominate. And that's where we have to come in and say, no, we're going to operate in love. We're going to operate and yield freely, as it says in verse 16, and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit. Then we can abandon the cravings of our self-life. It's not an old nature. Now, people have taught that, and you can disagree with me, and that's fine. You know, we all have different perspectives of different things in the Word. But I can assure you from the study that I've done, and I'm still learning, that you do not have two natures. That's the old dual nature theory. You only have one nature, and that's the nature of God after you've become a new creation. Well, I didn't mean to start preaching at you, but you know, this is, I'm really strong on this, because this is where sin consciousness comes from, is that looking at and realizing, oh, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. You're still looking in the natural realm. You're still looking in that area. And that's the cravings of the flesh, is to condemn you. That's exactly what it wants to do. After you walk in a certain direction that's not in line with the Word, then the flesh wants to condemn you. So if you get frustrated with someone and you speak out loud, well, that's your flesh. We realize that. But the flesh wants to continue to condemn you, and you continue to condemn yourself. And so somehow you're paying for your sin. And that's called works. I had no idea I was going to go there, but we did. And it looks like we're just running to a point where we need to pull this in again. We're still trying to get to Galatians 5:22. We will get there, I believe, next time. But we will come back and we'll pick back up here in Galatians 5:16. But I encourage you to read the whole book of Galatians and see how this all fits together. And I'm going to pray for you right now, and for me too, that we can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony of our testimony. But we're overcoming, amen, by the blood of the Lamb, which has set us free from the law and set us free from the old way. Father God, I pray right now that the forces within our self-life of the flesh do not dominate us, that we dominate them, because we put the Word of God first place. The Holy Spirit will lead us, and we will stand on the Word in the midst of anything that's facing, we're facing every single day, and we will see victory In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.